We have an opportunity right now to talk to Nate McMurray, of course, the Democratic candidate in the 27th Congressional District, a late night last night counting votes. Good morning to you, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. So late last night, you call for the recount. If you can, talk about what process might lie ahead for this.
Well, it's this painstaking process of going through each ballot and make sure they were recorded correctly. I mean, that the margin of difference is so narrow. In an area as big as Rhode Island and Delaware combined, we're talking about a few thousand votes difference, and there's still 12,000 absentee ballots out. And we just feel we have a duty to make sure every single vote is counted.
Is there any reason, though, to believe that perhaps there was some sort of impropriety or error?
Well, that's why we tried to get the machines impounded yesterday, because there was we heard reports, and at the time they were anecdotal, but as the day went on, we heard more and more reports that there was problems at some of the machines, and we wanted to make sure everything was okay. And usually the way that's done is by making sure that the machines are secured right after the election. We weren't able to get that done, but we still want to make sure we go through every single ballot, make sure everything's counted. The margin is so narrow that we feel we have a duty to do so.
It really is a remarkably narrow margin, for sure, in this particular district and in this race as well. I'm sure it was a sleepless night when you look at those numbers and such, and you look at Orleans, Wyoming, and Genesee counties, and really those counties perhaps made the difference. All the other counties you either won or were neck and neck with Mr. Collins. Any thoughts about how you approach those counties and perhaps maybe any kind of Monday morning quarterback when it comes to it?
Well, I feel we did everything in our power. We went to places where no one else ever went to. We visited towns multiple times, and we won areas that Democrats never win, and we won by large numbers in some places, and I'm grateful for all of that. I do think, however, when you're running, you know, we have a grassroots campaign. We did it completely ourselves. We built the infrastructure ourselves, and when you do that, it's hard to go up against someone who has so much money to spend on mailings and flyers. I mean, I didn't even recognize myself in those flyers and in those commercials. I looked like a scary guy. So when you're going against that type of money and the type of power, it is very challenging. But if we had a little bit more money, we might have been able to do some mailings in some of those communities. But we did everything in our power to win.
Interesting you brought up money. We did have a report earlier from Dave Leventhal, who follows that type of thing in Washington, saying that really there wasn't much national money that came in support of your campaign. Do you feel the national Democrats let you down a little bit?
I'm someone who speaks openly and honestly, and I'll say yes. I think I've been yelling at them since January that we have a chance to win this. And there was some help, but I mean, not the type of help you saw in other races where there was much larger margins of loss. We were very, very close. And we continue to be close, but I'm going to tell you what, we're going to call them today because this recount process isn't going to be easy either. And but to your question, we wish there was some more support. We really did this all ourselves.
And I recall talking to you just after I think you were elected as the Grand Island supervisor. I can't recall the issue, but talking off air, just saying, how does it feel to be dealing with all these complaints from constituents now? And you said something I found remarkable, how much you enjoyed those interactions. Now you've completed a congressional campaign. Like you said, you've seen yourself on TV and in mailings where you're unrecognizable in certain cases. How about now? How do you enjoy politics now?
It's been the greatest honor of my life, and I've met so many wonderful people, and I think, Jay, I can say to you strongly, we represented a campaign that relied on goodness. We didn't lie. We didn't cheat. We openly met the public, and I think you can't say the same thing about my opponent. And I thought some of his words last night were indicative of who he is and the type of values he represents. But, and I'm not trying to be bitter. I'm not bitter. I wish him well. But we ran our campaign the right way, and that's something I'm proud of, and I'm sure I hope my children are proud of in the future.
Nate McMurray, thanks very much for your time this morning.
Thank you, sir.